Now, the same is true if a voltage-gated sodium channel opens, for example, on the axon during the process of an action potential, which we'll talk about in a little bit. If a voltage-gated sodium channel were to open, sodium would, again, flood in as quickly as it could, just because there's such a huge concentration of sodium outside of the cell and such a small concentration inside the cell. Now, there are potassium voltage-gated channels, and they're also located on the axon. And the thing to keep in mind is when a potassium channel opens, keep in mind that the potassium is very, very concentrated inside the neuron, and it's very rare outside the neuron. So potassium is going to have a tendency to move out of the neuron if those voltage-gated potassium channels are to open. So just wanted to make those things clear. I also want to point out, again, I can't stress this enough, when the mechanically gated channels or the chemically gated channels on the dendrites or the cell body open, remember those are sodium channels. Sodium will flood in. It'll make the inside of the neuron more positive in charge, and this is called depolarization.